Every moment of every day. Words from Jesus.
Hello, my precious one, my chosen vessel, whom I formed on this day of your birth, the day that you celebrate the beginning of your mission in this world. On this day when I created you, I looked upon you with such love. You were perfect in my hands. I placed within you all that you needed for your life journey. I breathed within you my spirit, and I made you as my heart desired you. And you have grown and learned, and through all that you have experienced, you have drawn close to me. I love you more than you could ever imagine, more than your heart will ever understand, more than your mind can ever comprehend, more than you will ever know in this life. Yet, know this, I am always with you, every day, every hour, every minute of your life. I love you forever and your mind forever. I love you with an everlasting love and will continue to love you with my unconditional, unfailing love to your life's end and beyond. I will never fail you, my precious child. The place where I meet you. I meet you in the place of your deepest need. So come to me just as you are, leaving pretense and performance behind. You are totally transparent to me. I know everything about you. Yet, because you are my own, redeemed by my blood, I have unlimited, unfailing love for you. Ask my spirit to help you be honest and open with me. Don't be ashamed of your neediness. Instead, use it to connect with me in humble dependence. Invite me to have my way in your life. Remember that I am the potter and you are the clay. The weakness you bring me is malleable in my hands, and I use it to mold you according to my will. Your deepest need is to lean on, trust in, and be confident in me. Accepting your lack of strength helps you lean on me in unashamed dependence. I am training you to trust me with all your heart and mind, a lifelong endeavor. And the best way to not be afraid is to have confidence in me, your strength. Trust me in the tunnel of darkness. I promise you that your sacrifices will not go unrewarded. I have promised you that you will receive 100 times more than what you have forsaken to serve and follow me. That which weighs so heavily on your heart today and causes it to ache, which is given at such a great cost and causes you to cry out to me in the depths of your spirit, will soon be much easier to bear. The time will come in the not-so-distant future that you will look back upon these days of forsaking and brokenness, and you will see my promises fulfilled. As you committed that which was most precious to you into my care, you will see that I poured my comfort and blessing on you. Trust me that one day you will thank me for the treasures you gleaned in this time. And you will raise your hands in thanksgiving and praise that I gave you the faith to trust, and I heard your prayers. So trust me through every time of testing, every tunnel of darkness, and know that I will work even these for your good. the rewards of faithfulness. You may feel unappreciated and unnoticed now, but I promise you that your faithfulness and sacrifices will be rewarded in ways that you never expected, not only in the kingdom to come, but also in this present life. I have promised that what a man sows, he will also reap, and you have sown good things in your life and into the lives of others. I have marked and recorded all that you have done and all that you have given. All your giving and sacrificing will be like a boomerang that will come back to you and likewise bless you. Bring your petitions before me, and I will make a way for you. I will make the crooked path straight, and I will instruct you in the way which you should go. I will lead you in a clear and pleasant path. I will protect you and supply your needs. One day you will see this time as a gift from my hand, as a token of my love. I will not fail to bless and reward you for your years of sacrifice and loving and giving to others. Your perfect companion. When you feel like no one cares and there's no love to be found, that is the time to come to me, to rest in my arms and find peace for your soul. And when you are discouraged and you feel like a mess, look up into my face and see me smile, for I love you just the way you are. When you feel worried or frustrated, run to me and I will be your perfect companion. If you feel that no one can possibly understand the trials and tests that you are passing through, know that I always understand. I long to hear about your troubles and to help you to carry your burdens. That is the time to run to me, to rest in my presence, and to tell me about your problems, burdens, worries, and cares. And then trust that I will give you solutions and the strength for anything and everything you face. When you feel weak, I will be your strength. When you feel confused, I will give you peace. When you feel fearful, I will comfort your heart. When you are doubting, I will give you faith. When you feel strain, I will bring relief. When you feel lost, I will guide you. When you feel useless, I will give you purpose. When you feel anguish, I will give you joy. When you lack confidence, I will be your assurance. When you feel muddled, I will give you clarity of thought. When all seems dark and stormy, I will be your shining light. Always remember that I love you just the way you are, anywhere, anytime, any hour, every minute, each moment of the day or night. My presence will be with you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.